It's actually a mini commercial grade greenhouse. It has all the amenities that a commercial greenhouse would have.
Meet Tom Lolis, who serves as greenhouse manager at the charter school. The greenhouse features motorized shades and vents to control sunlight and air circulation, all computerized. Students learn about farm-to-table through hydroponics growing.
One of the big things that we do is we have a lettuce program that the kids participate in, where they come in and they actually plant lettuce seeds.
Students place lettuce seeds into small cubes. Those are placed into squares along the gutters of a hydroponic system. Children learn how water and nutrients are used to feed and grow the lettuce. It's all done without soil. Learning how hydroponics is something that could be used in areas of the world where there is not a lot of food or water, such as deserts in Africa.
They come in, they do observations, they'll measure the plants, take a look at how many leaves it has on, how green it is as compared to the last time that they saw it. And then eventually when the head gets large enough, which is takes about 6 to 7 weeks, they'll harvest it and take it home.
Students learn hydroponics uses 90% less water than a soil garden. The only items grown in this greenhouse that are in soil are herbs. All the other items are hydroponics, such as cucumber plants and tomatoes. Growing time is also shortened. In fact, the lettuce and other items nearing harvest are the second round for this school year. The greenhouse promotes healthy eating by providing the school's food service with items to prepare for the students' lunches in their own cafeteria.
The thing that's really funny about it is that kids don't recognize what kind of plants that we have in here. For example, the lettuce, I'll ask the kids, you know, what do we have growing over here? And I'll get everything from carrots to potatoes. So they don't know. They don't know what fresh food looks like. If they do know, if they're familiar with the lettuce plant, they think about iceberg lettuce in the store.
During our visit to the greenhouse, kindergartners arrived with excitement greeting Lolis.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Yay!
It's such a beautiful day. I remember when you get home, get outside, get some sunshine, run around, get some exercise, and have some fun outside.
Ride a bike?
Turn off the TV.
Lolis talked to the young students about basil that they've started by seed. Once fully grown, the students will be taking the basil home as a Mother's Day gift. Planting, monitoring growth, harvesting, and eating allows the children to learn science with a hands-on experience.
These are your plants. What we'll do is probably next week, we're going to transplant them. I try to teach them the concept that most of our produce comes from the West Coast, and it takes a week or so to get here. Here we're eliminating a week, and with the hydroponic setup, they actually taste better, they're crisper. There's a lot of things that the kids can get into here as far as fresh food is concerned.
My name is Courtney, and the greenhouse is where you plant plants, and we're going to see the plants.
It's fun that they get sun and water because they grow bigger that way.
Charter School for Applied Technology teachers are using a curriculum aligned with Common Core learning standards to teach about germination and life cycle. There are also mini rainforests set up inside this greenhouse, glass-style tanks and terrariums that feature various species.
And what do you like?
And the frogs and the hermit crabs.
What do you like coming into this part of the classroom?
Yes, I like it, and I like to see animals, and I like to see plants grow.
With the kindergartners inside the greenhouse, Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
It's like fun.